Once when I was a child of three, I went to my mother and she said to me, "Dear boy, stay away from that licorice tree. It's sweet like an owl, but stings like a bee. Oh, stay away from that licorice tree. It's sweet like an owl, but stings like a bee." The licorice tree was a thing I adored. 'Twas in the backyard of the neighbor next door. A sweet old thing from beyond a shore, who'd oft entertain me with tales of yore. She awed me with stories of castles and kings, of dragons and dungeons and other such things. She spoke of a lad who was prone to such fits, that when riled up he would just burst a bit. And as I would sit, she would give me a glass of lemonade mixed with sassafras. Small candy she would give me, all flavored by her licorice tree. Oh, stay away from that licorice tree. It's sweet like an owl, but stings like a bee. And then how slumber would overtake me. I droop round 11 and wake up past 3. My mother, oh, it did worry she, to see that spell get put over me. One afternoon my neighbor came by, round 4 o'clock with a fresh baked pie. It smelled of fruit and sugar sweet, and just a hint of that licorice treat. Oh, stay away from that licorice tree. It's sweet like an owl, but stings like a bee. I took a bite as out I went, dreaming of my time all spent under the shade of a tree so cool. It felt as if I was in a pool. Alas, when I awoke, I found it wasn't a pool, but a cauldron round, full of water, carrots and beets, and heaps of that fine licorice treat. I let out a yelp as quickly I leapt out of the cauldron, and as I wept, I yelled at her, "I trusted thee, you and your cursed licorice tree. Stay away from that licorice tree. It's sweet like an owl, but stings like a bee." If ever you should happen to see an old woman with a licorice tree, you best stay far away from she, or else her lunch you may find thee. Oh, stay away from that licorice tree. It's sweet like an owl, but stings like a bee. Oh, stay away from that licorice tree. It's sweet like an owl, but stings like a bee.